Welcome to your Morning Boost, your daily leadership advice to help you lead your school community. Brought to you by AWB Education and sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now here's your host, Adam Bush.
Good morning, school leaders. Welcome to your Morning Boost. Happy Friday, and what a week it's been. Today is June 27th, and we're closing out our week by tackling a common yet often delicate parental dynamic, and that is how to effectively land those helicopter parents. While their intentions are almost always rooted in deep care for their child, their intense involvement can sometimes create challenges for our schools, as we all know. We are going to discuss some strategies to channel their passion into productive partnership, fostering a collaborative environment that benefits everyone. Okay, so let's explore constructive approaches to landing those helicopter parents, transforming their intense involvement into positive collaboration. The first strategy here is to establish clear communication channels and boundaries early in the school year. Proactively communicating your school's philosophy on parent involvement and typical response times, and even maybe the methods for contact, is going to be really important. This sets expectations, and it helps manage frequent or overly detailed inquiries. Remember, transparency builds trust. Secondly, leverage their energy by offering structured opportunities for involvement. Instead of viewing their eagerness as a burden, channel it into meaningful volunteer roles or school improvement communities. Could they lead a fundraising initiative? Maybe organize a reading program, or maybe even just help with some school events. When parents feel genuinely needed and valued in their defined roles, their energy becomes an asset. Also, educate parents on appropriate levels of student independence and problem solving. Sometimes helicoptering stems from a lack of understanding about age-appropriate challenges or a desire to prevent any struggle for their child. Share resources, maybe even host workshops, or include segments in parent newsletters that explain the developmental benefits of allowing children to navigate minor challenges independently before adult intervention. I remember a former colleague of mine, Mr. Dan Meyer, giving this demonstration at our annual back-to-school meeting. He would ask a student to join him on stage to demonstrate and talk about our role as parents as our students grow through school. He would start out in front of the student, demonstrating how we lead the way as parents. And as they grow, he would start to shift to the side and eventually end up behind the student, demonstrating how over time the student starts to take the lead in their education, with us right behind in case they need a boost. This visual really helped our parents to understand that it's important to let our students take the lead. And as Madeline Levine, author of Teach Your Children Well, suggests, overparenting can hinder a child's ability to develop resilience and self-reliance. Another effective approach is to focus on the child's perspective and growth in conversations. When a helicopter parent expresses concern, redirect the conversation to the student's learning and development rather than solely addressing the parent's anxiety. For example, instead of debating a minor grade discrepancy with the parent, discuss how the student can learn from the experience to improve future performance. Finally, and perhaps most importantly, maintain a calm, empathetic, and professional demeanor in all of your interactions. While their intensity can be draining, responding with frustration or defensiveness will only escalate the situation. Listen to their concerns without judgment, validate their feelings as parents, and then gently guide the conversation towards constructive solutions. I remember a particularly anxious parent who called daily. Instead of avoiding the calls, I scheduled a weekly brief check-in call. This helped establish a predictable time for communication. This small change significantly reduced the daily interruptions, and it helped build a relationship based on mutual respect and understanding. Over time, this simple little adjustment led to a trusting relationship with a parent that, frankly, ended up being a vital resource in my PTO and my community. So to recap and end our Friday, to effectively land helicopter parents, it's going to involve establishing clear communication and boundaries, channeling their energy into structured involvement, educating them on fostering student independence, focusing conversation on the child's growth, and maintaining a consistently calm and empathetic demeanor. By doing so, we can transform a potentially challenging dynamic into a powerful partnership that truly supports student learning and well-being. Building strong homeschool connections, even with the most involved parents, is key to a thriving school community. Thank you for listening, and thank you for joining us all week. I hope this has been worth your time this week. If you have any other suggestions for AWB Education moving forward or want to partner with us, please reach out to us at www.awbeducation.org. We'd love to partner with you, and our mission of providing information free of charge to all of our wonderful school leaders out there doing the job that only a few can do. Thank you for listening. Thanks for joining me today. Have a wonderful weekend, and we will talk with you again next week.
You have been listening to your Morning Boost by AWB Education in partnership with Grundmeier Leader Services. You can find out more about our services by clicking on the links in the description. Remember, you are doing this vital job that only a few can do. So until next time, thank you for your service to your community.